A new study out that favors toll roads in Wisconsin as a way to pay for rebuilding and expanding Wisconsin's interstate highways prompts today's big question. Do you support or oppose toll roads for Wisconsin? Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, October the 5th. The report released on Sunday by the Wisconsin Policy Research Institute has revived debate over the pros and cons of toll roads. And we just heard Governor Walker responding in our state news story just before we began. We have two guests with us who have different views on whether this would be a good idea or not for our state. And we welcome your questions for them or the points you would like to hear them discuss during the debate portion of the program at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us on Twitter at Joy Cardine Show. At the end of the debate, we will open the lines for a sound-off straw poll for your answer to the big question, do you support or oppose toll roads for Wisconsin, and why or why not? You are also invited to vote in our online poll, which is available at wpr.org/joy. That's our website, or we have a link to it on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. So let's get to today's big question with our two guests. We are happy to have with us Craig Thompson. He is Executive Director of the Transportation Development Association of Wisconsin in favor of toll roads for Wisconsin. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
Also with us by telephone, Jim Tobin, President of Taxpayers United of America, which is based in Illinois. And he says Wisconsin should not adopt toll roads. Good morning.
Morning.
All right, well, let's start with you, Craig Thompson. Why would toll roads be a good idea for Wisconsin?
Well, if we look at in Wisconsin, as the study points out, we've got over 700 miles of interstate in Wisconsin. It's all, other than the little parts that have been done, Marquette and some other areas, it's all turning 50 or better, and it is at the end of its useful life, and it's going to need to be replaced. The ongoing gasoline tax revenues that we have right now aren't going to be close to sufficient to cover it. So the question is, how are we going to pay for that? Because it's something that simply needs to be done. And if we're going to stick with a user fee type of a system on that, tolling the system to pay for it seems to make a lot of sense. And with the technology we have now, as we're familiar with Easy Pass systems and that, it's become a lot more efficient and easy to use. And it is, unless we think either A, we simply don't need to rebuild our interstates when they reach the end of their useful life, which I would hope we would not think, or B, if we believe there's some sort of magical bean theory or pixie dust that's going to pay for that. If that's not the case, we're going to have to talk about how we do it.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be tolls, but it is a very viable option, and it is a user fee that would allow us to pay for those.
All right, Jim Tobin, what's wrong with that?
Hey, I'm all in favor of private tollways. The problem is with what is referred to in this study is a continuous siting of the Illinois Tollway as a good thing, and it just has not been a good thing for Illinois taxpayers because it is not a private tollway. It was quickly captured by Illinois politicians who are the most corrupt politicians in the country, and they have used it to rip off taxpayers in Illinois, and of course, folks from Wisconsin as well. They just doubled the toll tax in Illinois beginning January 1. The toll tax will increase by 90% for everybody, and what they're going to do with the money is spend it on unnecessary boondoggles.
Yeah.
They're going to rebuild the Northwest Tollway. All it needs to be is repaved. And when you rebuild a tollway, it costs 10 times as much, and it ties up traffic for 2 or 3 years as opposed to one summer when you repave. And when they rebuild the tollway, the Northwest Tollway through Rockford up to Wisconsin, they will add a third lane for buses. I mean, this is the dumbest idea I've ever heard.
Jim Tobin, let's say we don't have dumb politicians in charge of the tollways then. Are they a good idea?
They're a good idea if they're private, but Illinois is not a private tollway. It's run by, if you're going to do it in Wisconsin, don't make the mistakes Illinois did. The governor appoints the tollway members. They're appointed. They're not elected. And, you know, our governors wind up in prison quite frequently, and the rest of us could be, too, as far as I'm concerned. I like your governor, Walker. I think he's done great things for the taxpayers. I respect him a great deal. And he's the kind of person that taxpayers could work with. But, boy, oh, boy, the mess they've made with the Illinois. We just filed a lawsuit against the Illinois Tollway to stop the 90% toll tax increase to take effect in January. So it's important that, you know, you don't make the mistakes Illinois made. Another mistake they made was that the salaries they pay are outrageous. The pensions are even worse. Once they get on the payroll, they get these huge salaries, and then they get pensions funded by the state pension system. So the highest pension for Chief Engineer Kovacs is estimated to be $3.3 million for the Illinois Tollway, and that pension is funded with our state taxes here in Illinois. And please don't make that mistake in Wisconsin. If you proceed, make sure this is a privately run entity without pensions for the employees. They should get in 401ks and Social Security like those of us in the private sector if you do it in Wisconsin.
All right. Well, I'm not sure we're going to have quite the debate we thought we were going to have during this hour, but Craig Thompson, what would you want to see in Wisconsin? A government-run tollway like Illinois, or do you want to privatize the effort?
Well, I think a couple of things to what Jim was saying. One is, I think as you were kind of pointing out, Joy, we're not Illinois. And no matter how we set it up, there certainly needs to be safeguards that the toll revenues go back into the area that's being tolled so that you're certain that it's a user fee. There are public-private partnerships across the country that use toll revenue to fund that. But generally we're not looking at the interstate system, the U.S. interstate system when we're doing that. There's the Chicago Skyway in Illinois. There's the Indiana Tollway. There's other public-private partnerships, which, if set up correctly, we think can make a great deal of sense. But it's not likely that we're going to be privatizing the interstate system in Wisconsin.
All right. Well, Governor Walker is not in support of, I guess, full-fledged toll roads in Wisconsin, as we heard in the Wisconsin Public Radio report at the top of the hour, but is open to the idea of toll lanes or hot lanes that would be under a toll system. Craig Thompson, do you like that idea?
Well, you know, hot lanes can make a lot of sense, I think, on a couple fronts. One is for pricing a system and dealing with congestion in an area like Milwaukee would be the one area of the state that would make sense. It doesn't necessarily get to speak to the fact of how are you going to finance the rebuilding of the interstate system. It just wouldn't have that kind of cover in terms of the money that it would raise because it'd be in very small, discrete areas. But what the governor's talked about, I think, can make a lot of sense in congested areas like Milwaukee.
Well, let me ask you, Jim Tobin, the governor of Wisconsin, who you admire, says maybe, you know, the express lane or the hot lane can be tolled. And given what we know about the possibility of this in Wisconsin, it would not be a privatized interstate toll system. What do you think of that?
Well, then it will just allow the possibility, and I should say probability, for more government employees, salaries and pensions funded by the state taxpayers. And, a government tollway system is something that taxpayers should oppose because when they get the additional revenue from the tolls, that is the politicians, they don't use that additional revenue typically to cut gasoline taxes. For example, in Illinois, the additional toll revenue was not used to cut gas taxes, but it did allow the politicians in Illinois to take the state sales tax on gasoline, which is $800 million, and throw all of it in the general fund of the state of Illinois and not use it for road maintenance. The $800 million sales tax for the gas in Illinois goes into the general fund of Illinois to pay salaries and pensions for the government employees. And, you know, those pensions really add up. In Wisconsin, on our website, you can see the largest pension is for Barry Alvarez. He's estimated to get a pension of $7,896,000. He's based in Madison at the University of Wisconsin.
Yeah, I'm afraid this is kind of shifting our focus off of whether or not Wisconsin should have a toll system.
Well, if you're going to throw these politicians, or if you're going to throw the hires that run the tollway, the people run the tollway into the pension fund of the state of Wisconsin, you're going to increase state taxes just like they do here in Illinois.
Yeah, do you have any response to that, Craig Thompson?
Well, I think if we would add tolls in Wisconsin, I don't think anybody should be under the illusion that we're going to cut the gas tax. I mean, I'm not saying that couldn't happen, but then you'd have to increase the toll rate further. What people need to understand is what's already occurring. The federal gas tax is 18.4 cents a mile. It was 18.4 cents a mile in 1993 when gas was a dollar. It's 18.4 cents a gallon now when gas is, $3.50 a gallon. The amount that's coming in has gone down drastically. President Obama recently signed an agreement with the auto dealers to raise the CAFE standards to 54 miles per gallon for cars by 2025. The amount that is going to be coming in from the gas tax is diminishing greatly, and it is not going to be able to fund even what we currently have, much less these massive construction needs that we're going to have. So I think the question that Jim is pointing to is that we do need to set it up, and I think there would be already enough rules from the federal government, but at the state level as well, to ensure that the fees collected on the toll system go back into that system, are not diverted for anything else, and go back in to the maintenance and construction of the area that is tolled.
We are talking with two guests who have different views on today's big question, which is, do you support or oppose public toll roads in Wisconsin? There is a study out from the Wisconsin Policy Research Institute that says toll roads in Wisconsin could help cover a $26 billion cost of rebuilding and expanding Wisconsin's aging interstate highways. Our two guests are Craig Thompson, who is Executive Director of the Transportation Development Association of Wisconsin, who says yes to toll roads, and Jim Tobin, President of Taxpayers United of America, based in Illinois, who says that the Illinois experience shows that Wisconsin should not adopt a toll road system such as is in Illinois. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. A quick check of the weather for today. It's going to be sunny and mild with highs in the 70s to low 80s across Wisconsin. Coming up a little bit later on the Ideas Network, after 8 o'clock, I'm going to welcome in the author of Beauty Pays, Why Attractive People Are More Successful. And we'll try to figure out why this is and what it says about us. Coming up after 8 o'clock. Right now we are talking about toll roads in Wisconsin. Do you support or oppose toll roads in Wisconsin? It's today's big question, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, and you can vote in our online poll, which is linked to Facebook and is also on wpr.org/joy, our website. Our guests, Craig Thompson and Jim Tobin, and here's our first comment from a listener on Facebook. John writes, tolls drain money and control of the roads away from taxpayers, so politicians can say they have lightened our loads. Baloney. Craig Thompson.
Well, again, we don't have to toll the system. We're not saying it's the only option, but The interstates are going to need to be rebuilt. The dollar amounts that this study came out with are, over $12 billion that it's going to be costing us over the next 30 years to be rebuilding it. If we don't do it with a pay-as-you-go system through tolls, then the question is, how do we do it? Either it would have to be massive increases in the gas tax, start using general fund taxes that we currently use for other purposes, or come up with another idea. A lot of folks at the federal level have talked about eventually nationwide moving towards just charging by vehicle miles traveled, whether you're on the interstate or no matter where you're driving. And you can do that through cell phone technology or GPS technology. There's been pilot programs of that studied across the country. University, or the state of Minnesota is studying that right now. So we're not saying this is the only option, but people do need to start wrapping our head around the fact that the interstate is pretty central to us with goods movement and other things for our economy. It is going to have to be rebuilt. How are we going to pay for it?
Mm-hmm. Jim Tobin?
Oh, well, I guess the left's idea would be let's just put in high-speed rail and we can all hop on those high-speed rail things. And maybe that's what that third lane is for on the Northwest Tollway that they're planning, so they can put third, instead of putting buses in there, put in high-speed rail, which is like cost 10, 20 times as much as using an automobile. But the tolls are a great idea, I think, but they're not in theory. Okay, I'm all in favor of private tollways. But in Illinois, the toll, we call it a toll tax, because when they decide to expand the tollway, say from Aurora out to the state line out west, they raise tolls for everybody. And we're all paying a higher toll to finance an expansion of the tollway. And that's why, and it's for not something we don't use. Most of us don't drive out to western Illinois on the tollway. So we're all paying a toll tax when they expand the tollway. So it's not really a user fee in a case like that. That's why we call it a toll tax. And it just, in Illinois, it created another level of government here. And when there's a huge bureaucracy, they're highly paid people. The top salaries are way over $100,000. Pension payouts are up to $3 million estimated and funded by our state taxes here in Illinois. It's really turned out to be another government in Illinois, even though they imply it's a private tollway. It really isn't. It's another layer of government.
So, I mean, can Craig Thompson, can you even, you can't privatize something like that on the interstate, can you or can you?
No, well, first of all, we can't even toll the interstate system right now as it is. That would take an act of the federal government to allow us to do that. Now, there are pilot programs that you can apply for, something like the Hot Lane program that the governor has talked about and others, but there is generally a prohibition on the interstate system from tolling it. In terms of privatizing it, that would even be a whole other issue that we'd have to get into with Congress, and that's not likely to happen anytime soon.
Yeah.
Another interesting impact is the state police in Illinois. They are they retire at age 50. After 25 years on the job, they're all making over $100,000. They get 80% of their pay for their pension. Retiring at the age of 50, their pension payout is $5 million or more, minimum $5 million if they live another 30 years.
Yeah. So I understand. Jim Tobin, that you think that government workers are paid too much and get too good of pensions. But if we can't privatize a toll system on the interstates in Wisconsin, shouldn't we do this to get the money? That's the question.
I'm all in favor of a private tollway.
But we can't private
out of it. Well, then it's going to be another layer of government then, and it's going to be like Illinois. That's sad. I would hope we could do something better than what happened here in Illinois with the tollway in Illinois. But by the way, they created the tollway in Illinois in 1953, and the campaign promise in Springfield was free by 73. So,
Yeah. Would this, Craig Thompson, be something that would just have to continue forever and ever?
Well, I think for the foreseeable future, we're not saying free by whenever. We're trying, and again, it wasn't my group that did the study. This was the Wisconsin Policy Research Institute. But from the Transportation Development Association's point of view, we just need to have an honest discussion both with the public and our elected officials. You know, here's going to be the cost. How are we going to pay for these things? This is essential to goods movement and people movement in our country. You know, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce has been adamant about across the country about needing to improve our transportation infrastructure. And their slogan is, if we can't move it, we can't make it. And if we allow our infrastructure to keep deteriorating and be congested, it will act as a cap on economic activity and our ability to grow in the future. So the question is, how are we going to pay for these interstate systems? And, you know, if there's been some issues in Illinois, Wisconsin's not Illinois. The Policy Research Institute, I think if you read this study, when they refer to Illinois, I think it was simply a way to say it's an easy pass system such as that you're familiar with when you drive down to Illinois. You could talk to the folks there that sponsored the study, but I don't think they're holding up Illinois as, is the model for us to follow. They're just saying, as an example, it would be an easy pass system like that. And I think when you're starting out like that from the get-go, and we could talk to people from the Department of Transportation as to what kind of how much staff it would take, but with this doing it mostly electronically, I don't think it would take a big ramp-up of personnel at the government level.
Yeah, a listener in Lomira emails, I really don't like the idea of toll roads in Wisconsin, but if it means getting much-needed road improvement, I guess it has to be. However, the state of Illinois has toll roads, but they have to have some of the worst roads in the nation. If Wisconsin goes to toll roads, I want to make sure that all the money collected goes to road repairs and not funneled into some other projects.
I'd like to say something good about the Illinois toll system. That tollway, they just opened up between O'Hare Airport and the state line in Wisconsin, four lanes each way, well lit. It's as smooth, it's like riding on a cloud. Boy, I wish they could run their operation that well in terms of cost. But that road there is a beaut, and it is a toll road, and the I-Pass system is a good idea. It's technology that's been around 30 years. They were using that technology in Singapore and Asia 30-odd years back, but finally got to Illinois all these years later, and it is that I-Pass system is good for those folks who are on the tollway quite frequently. So it's not a totally bad deal, and that our roads in Illinois, the best roads we have in Illinois are the tollways, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. It's just that they cost so much friggin' money, and there's so much corruption and waste, and as I pointed out early on, we're the most corrupt state in the country. Our politicians, I wouldn't trust any of them further. I can throw them. But
let me hold you there because we have news from National Public Radio coming up and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we will be back. We'll continue talking with Jim Tobin, who is against Wisconsin adopting a toll system like Illinois, and Craig Thompson, who is in favor of some sort of toll roads for Wisconsin. First, this news. Do you support or oppose toll roads in Wisconsin? It's today's big question. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 7:36 on this Wednesday, October the 5th, and we are talking with two guests who have different viewpoints on toll roads, and we're welcoming yours too. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. A new study out says that toll roads in Wisconsin are a way to pay for rebuilding and expanding Wisconsin's interstate highways. This would be tolls on the interstates for the interstates. But we're talking about the concept in general with our two guests, Craig Thompson, Executive Director of the Transportation Development Association of Wisconsin, and Jim Tobin, who is President of Taxpayers United of America, which is based in Illinois. And we didn't have a chance before we had our news break to have you, Craig Thompson, respond to our emailer just before news, who wasn't real wild about toll roads, but said if we need them to fix the roads, so be it. And she, though, was very concerned that Wisconsin makes sure that money goes to Wisconsin roads and not something else, because she thinks the roads in Illinois are terrible. What's your response to that?
Well, I think people wanting to make sure that the toll revenue goes towards the roads is that they're supposed to repair is a very important and legitimate point. And if I could actually put a plug in for our association and many other groups across the state, this last year supported an effort, and the legislature passed first consideration of a constitutional amendment to constitutionally protect the transportation fund, to say that any dollars that go in as a user fee for transportation, if this passed, would constitutionally have to go for transportation. That could come up for second consideration with the next legislature in 2013. And if they passed it, it would go before the public. And if the public votes in favor of that, the Wisconsin Constitution would be amended. And we would join the majority of the states in this country that have constitutional language that says that it would have to go for transportation. So I think that hopefully, if we move forward on that, would provide people in Wisconsin with the peace of mind to know that it's going where it's supposed to go.
We have callers that have been waiting, so let me go to John in Wascott. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, Wascott, correct.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for letting me voice my opinion on this. I'm really adamant we should not have a toll. Tolls will ruin Wisconsin's tourism, and I'll tell you why. I'm just one guy that thinks like this. I'm sure there's thousands of other people. I have to go through Kansas to get to Texas once a year to see my grandson and my granddaughter. And there's a toll road on U.S. Highway 35. My God, my federal taxes help pay for that road. And now they want me to pay again. It makes me so angry that I fill up my tank. I believe it's in Missouri. Before I get to Kansas, I drive 55, so I assure myself I can get all the way to Oklahoma without spending a dime in Kansas in protest.
All right. Thank you, Johnny. I take it John's probably a truck driver. It's going to hurt tourism was one of his points. His other point was my federal tax dollars paid for that already. Why do I have to pay again? Craig Thompson?
Well, I think as far as tourism goes, what we've heard from the tourism industry, Wisconsin Dells and elsewhere, is what really will hurt tourism is bad roads and congestion in Wisconsin. The tourism industry has been, I don't want to say where they're at on tolling, you'd have to ask them, but I know they've been very supportive of increased investment in our roads. Specifically, the Dells people have been interested in the new expansion of I-3990. And the like. As far as the argument that the federal government we'd already paid for that interstate system, that was begun in the 1950s. It was paid for with federal tax dollars. It's at the end of its useful life. It's going to need to be rebuilt. The federal gas tax hasn't changed in over 18 years. If we want to do it through that system, we can. But again, the amount that would have to be increased, I think, would be somewhat shocking to people, just to keep up with the revenue lost from increased mileage that people are getting, then to start talking about rebuilding the interstate system. So if people would prefer to go that way, we could, but that's already been paid for. We're going to have to figure out now how to pay for it again now that we rebuild the system. This is a way to do that.
And Jim Tobin, do you think tolls in Wisconsin would hurt tourism in Wisconsin?
Bad roads would hurt tourism in Wisconsin, but maybe some people don't want tourists in Wisconsin. I there probably are some that don't like these tourists coming up from Illinois and so forth. I think if you're in favor of job growth, if you'd like to have more job opportunities, you'd be in favor of having nice roads, safe roads to drive on. But the reason we're running short on money is quite easy to figure out. Running on short on money for everything here, it seems, and most of our taxes, state taxes, are used to pay salaries and pensions for government employees. 80% of our property taxes pay salaries and pensions of local government employees. What is needed in Wisconsin, Illinois, and almost every state in the country is pension reform.
No, we've had some of that.
That will make more money available for everything, including, most importantly, the taxpayers.
Mm-hmm. I do want to make a distinction here, though, because I think sometimes we can hear things and it can gloss over a bit. The reason we don't have enough money for our federal interstate system is, unlike every other part of government, this really is quite different. If you look at the income tax or the sales tax or even our property taxes at the local level, those have, even without any act of Congress or the state legislature, those increase as our incomes increase, as the cost of goods increase, and as our property valuation increases. The federal gas tax is not a percentage of cost. It is a fixed amount. It's just over 18 cents a gallon right now. It was just over 18 cents a gallon almost 20 years ago. That is why we don't have nearly enough money in the system at the federal level to maintain our infrastructure.
Yeah. Well, Jim Tobin referred to people from Illinois coming up into Wisconsin, and maybe Wisconsin doesn't want those tourists. But some are suggesting that on our Facebook page as well. Sure, someone says, I'm all for the tolls as long as only Illinois drivers are tolled. I mean, you can't have some sort of system, can you, that everybody else from some other state pays the toll, but not somebody from Wisconsin?
Maybe we could have one that could read just only if you've got a Bears bumper sticker. We could. That might work. But no, to answer your question, Joe, I think that wouldn't really get at what we're trying to do to finance the rebuilding of the interstate system.
Yeah.
And one another reason, this is Jim again, another reason why we're running short on money for roads and bridges is because the politicians in Illinois and Wisconsin and other states are diverting money from the gas tax to from the roads and bridges to fund public or government transit. I see these buses running around Chicago in the suburbs, even during the rush hour, virtually empty. Bus drivers are paid $60,000-$70,000 a year in the Chicago area to drive buses. I mean, this is something you get college kids to do. It's a ridiculous waste of money, and it's diverting money from gas taxes, from roads and bridges to government transit is another ripoff.
Yeah. So, are highway dollars being wasted on public transportation, Craig Thompson?
We don't believe so. We do feel strongly that transportation dollars raised have to go towards transportation, but our public transit system is part of that transportation system, and it does provide an option. And we don't believe that that's a diversion.
Yeah. And you were quite upset when Governor Doyle, former Governor Doyle, did take money out of the transportation fund to pay for education, for example, a few years ago.
Yeah, there was about $1.4 billion over the course of about three budgets that was diverted from the transportation fund to fill some gaps in the general fund, and that I think has hurt. It hurt on a monetary basis, although some of it was replaced with bonding from the general fund. But it really hurt people's confidence in the state for the very kind of thing we're hearing about right now. That they knew it would be a user fee system, and that the money they're paying goes into our roads and our transit systems and our transportation infrastructure.
All right, more calls. Carl in Madison. Hello, Carl. You're on the air.
Hello. Yes. As I listen to this, it sounds a lot like other conversations where various state and other projects are facing increasing funding shortages. And I think it's important to remember that those who define the problem control the scope of possible solutions. Under Walker's administration, we're seeing a further decrease of the corporate share of taxation. In 1979, for example, corporations in Wisconsin paid approximately 10% of the total tax base. It's now less than 5%. And as that tax burden for the necessities such as roads and highways is being purposefully shifted from corporations to the rest of us, a worker making minimum wage on his way to his, tough job pays the same amount on that highway as a multimillionaire on his way to his second home in Door County. The other point I think I'd make is anybody who lives in Wisconsin who has sat in the toll lines that doesn't have an I-pass and just watches the gas being burned up as you wait and wait and wait and wait to pay your percentage, you got to think there's got to be a better way to pay for our roads and a more fair and equitable way to address public infrastructure.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jim Tobin, how about you respond first?
Yeah, well, corporations don't pay taxes. People pay taxes. You raise taxes on corporations. Corporations pay lower wages to their employees. They raise prices for consumers, or they go out of business, which means less job opportunities for those of us in the private sector. So it's a ridiculous argument there, in my opinion. But also keep in mind that Wisconsin, up until Governor Walker came in, was a truly high tax state. And I think it was last time I saw the Tax Foundation rated Wisconsin's taxes fifth highest from the top. Now, with the tax cuts the governor has put through, Wisconsin is probably dropping a bit. And Illinois' governor just put through a 67% income tax hike, a four-year surcharge. So Illinois may actually surpass Wisconsin in terms of overall taxes. You're way up there. Wisconsin is way up there in the tax area, and thanks to Governor Walker, you're down a bit. Yeah. But Wisconsin still might be in the top 10, and it's no time to be talking about raising taxes. What you need to do is, I would recommend folks get on our website, taxpayersunitedofamerica.org, and search for Wisconsin. We posted the highest pensions for Wisconsin on our website. We were all over the state in July with news conferences in eight major metropolitan areas, and we have those pensions, estimated pensions, posted on our web right now for the eight largest areas in Wisconsin, even including Shawnee County, which is where I live.
You live in Shawnee County. I didn't know that. I thought you were based in the Taxpayers United is based in Illinois.
I work in Chicago, but I live in Shawnee County, and yeah, I have a home there. I've been there since, well, 10 years now. It's a family home, so, all right. Yeah.
All right. And well, Craig Thompson, directly to the caller's point, though, it sounded like he was saying that a toll might hurt low-income drivers more than the rest and thought, you know, the rich were getting off easy. But would a toll hurt low-income drivers more than the rest, and would it be unfair?
Well, I think part of what the caller wanted to talk about is general tax policy in the general fund. And that's why if we have a segregated transportation fund that really is designed to be a user fee-based system. So I don't really want to get into debating, the progressivity of the tax system and the general fund and all of that. We need a user fee system that's separate from the rest of it. Everybody would be paying the same amount. There are some questions about that. It would depend on how much you travel. That sort of thing, but there's ways you could try to look at progressivity, but I think it's basically we're looking at a user fee system where everybody pays, you know where the money goes, and everybody benefits.
Yeah. Well, we very, very quick closing arguments from both of you in terms of where this might go. Craig Thompson in Wisconsin, do you see some sort of toll system on the interstate anywhere in the foreseeable future?
Well, I think the question there is foreseeable, and it will depend on what some of our leaders decide to do at the federal level. Over 30 states currently have some form of tolling, toll authorities going on right now. The technology that continues to come out and make it easier would indicate that many states are going into this much more. It seems to be the way we're going, whether it's transponders or whether we ultimately move towards vehicle miles traveled. But I think pay-as-you-go for our road system is where we're ultimately going to be headed. It's just a question of how long.
And do you see toll roads on the interstate, maybe the hot lanes, as Governor Walker has said he'd consider Jim Tobin in the foreseeable future?
There's no other option unless the pensions are reformed in Wisconsin some more. There just isn't any extra money. So I would just hope Wisconsin gets a private tollway and not a corrupt system like we have here in Illinois. And it just added us another layer of government to Illinois, and it's controlled by the government politicians, and they're just going crazy with these tolls.
Thanks very much to both of you for being with us. Jim Tobin, president of the Taxpayers United of America, based in Illinois, and Craig Thompson, executive director of the Transportation Development Association of Wisconsin. We thank them both for being with us to talk about today's big question. Does Wisconsin need toll roads? And now we ask you, do you support or oppose toll roads in Wisconsin? We will open up the lines for your opinions during the sound-off portion of the program. You'll get 30 seconds to say yes or no and why or why not. 1-800-642-1234. You can also email us, talk@wpr.org. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, and now it's time for you to sound off on today's big question. Do you support or oppose toll roads for Wisconsin? And here we go. Gary in Eau Claire is first. Hello, Gary. You're on the air.
Hi, I'm against it. I'm a truck driver. If it costs me more money to move the product to the store, it's going to cost the consumer more to buy it.
All right. Thank you very much, Gary. We have your no. Robert in Milwaukee, what do you think?
If we were in Europe, we'd be paying $9 a gallon for gas. And the taxes, whatever they are right now, go to pay such a small portion of the real cost, the direct and indirect cost of freeways, roadways, et cetera. So we should have tolls. We should have carbon taxes. We should have taxes on gas, like Ross Perot recommended many years ago, to equalize get rid of the subsidies for the automobile and for carbon.
Thank you very much, Robert. We have your four tolls vote. Craig in Lake Mills, it's your turn.
Okay, I'd like to say that I'm opposed to having an additional infrastructure with toll roads and the overhead that goes with it. And instead, I'd propose that we increase the already existing tax that's been stagnant for dozens of years and raise it up to a level incrementally, slowly, so that the consumers aren't shocked by the rapid increase, that it would just be all at once in order to sufficiently meet the needs that we need.
Mm-hmm. So the gas tax, increase the gas tax.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Slowly.
Yes, thank you very much, Craig. Pat in Middleton, do you support or oppose toll roads in Wisconsin?
I also oppose them. I think the gas tax being raised would be a better idea. And just to add that I used to be in New York State where we used something like that, what you're calling the I-Pass. It was called the Easy Pass, and it's not that convenient. You have to keep paying into that each month. It's like another bill that you pay. It's a small one, but it's another bill.
Thank you very much, Pat. On Facebook, Ben writes, I like the idea of toll roads as it is more of a use tax or user tax. And our next caller is Alan in Appleton. Hello, Alan.
Hi. I'm against the tolls. Having driven through Chicago multiple times or many, many times with many different vehicles, and the last time I drove through there, I had an empty trailer, and I think it cost me $20 to get through Chicago in tolls to pull an empty trailer behind a pickup. And I just could not believe that it cost that amount of money. And if we go to an easy pass type thing, what's to stop from having tolls all over the place? Just charge and, oh, it's just another bill. Like the previous caller said, you wouldn't even notice it until you just had a huge amount of fees.
Thank you very much, Alan. Do you support or oppose toll roads for Wisconsin, and why or why not? Joe in Franklin?
Hi. No, I'm against it. I say raise the gas tax by a few pennies. I recently drove down to Joliet, Illinois from Franklin. To go there and back cost me almost $14. So.
All right. Thanks very much, Joe. The point being is that the gas tax is not raising the amount of revenue. Some $26 billion, I believe, is what is needed for fixing our interstates. Karen in Whitewater is with us. Hello, Karen.
Hi, I am against the tolls. I think it's just yet another tax burden on the middle and lower income. I'm for the railway service, which, as we all know, was not implemented, was turned down by the Walker administration. I'm for taxing the wealthy and the corporations to pay for our roads.
Thank you very much. Michael in Rice Lake, go ahead.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm for toll roads. I think that would be a very good idea. An increasing gas tax would not be a good idea, but I think the toll roads would be 100% an amazing idea, I guess. That's my best way to put it.
And why do you like that better than raising the gas tax, Michael?
Well, I just think that it's a better idea because the people that travel can't afford to do what they're doing. So at the tolls, it's you're free reigning. You're running from here to there, vacations or whatever. And if you're just charging tax to the people that go back and forth to work, it hurts them way more than the toll will.
Yeah.
So I think the toll is a better idea, I guess.
Thank you very much, Michael. Appreciate it. I think we have time for one more quick one. Scott in Wapaka. Only 30 seconds, Scott.
Yes, I'm opposed to tolls. If the government would just quit robbing Peter to pay Paul and leave the gas tax money that we pay at the pump where it belongs, I don't think we'd be in the situation we're in right now.
Thank you very much, Scott. You can continue sounding off in our online poll. You can find it linked to the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, and it is also on our website, wpr.org/joy. Do you support or oppose toll roads in Wisconsin? So far, those who are against are in the lead. I'm Joy Cardine. Thanks to Rob Barrett and Amanda Magnus for producing the hour. This is the Ideas Network.